conversation, never on the block.
Leave me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
More podcast with a conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chasing. I'm your boy C4. We back with another episode, and we got Champ back in the building.
You feel me? Big Way Bar Business, everybody's favorite bartender. Thank you for having me back, C4.
Big Way Bar Business. And speaking of big business, we got a special episode. I always say special because anybody come on this show is definitely doing what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to do it. We got Big Director, Big Producer, Big Miss Everything, NT.
Hey, what's up?
Hey!
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome to the bar.
Mm. Welcome to the bar, yeah. You got a lot of media presence for sure. For sure. That was like I'm nervous. I ain't gonna even lie to you.
I mean, I could tell. We done had to do this a couple of times, you know? Get comfortable. Get comfortable. Relax. Chill.
I'm busting out and sweating and shit.
We see you surrounded by strong women today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
That's...
It's big business, right?
Yeah. Busybody. I like it, though.
I'm excited to meet you.
You can match the energy of somebody who out here working and doing their thing.
Thank you.
Do that for sure.
Thank you.
So, for the people who don't know who you are, tell them who you are. I already said a little bit.
Well, as you know, my name is J. Tasha St. Cyr. I go by Miss Everything, and my company is called Miss Everything Entertainment. So I do everything from film production, TV production, music video production, as well as event production. So,
boom.
Of course, you're going to see me everywhere doing everything.
Okay.
I like that.
Thanks,
so inspiring. That's for the girlies who be like, you gotta get a niche. Fuck the niche. Do everything.
That's what, exactly. Like that. They was like, yo, you do everything. Like, you over here on the red carpet. You over here at a movie premiere. You over here. And I'm like, you know what? I do everything. Like, I literally will be on set, like, doing hair. I might do your makeup. I'm definitely going to be producing it. I might even direct it. First AD.
So you doing everything.
Everything.
You heard catering. Don't say catering.
Catering. I got a whole restaurant. What you talking about? Everything.
Oh, snaps.
So you have a restaurant?
Yeah.
That's so fire. What's the name of your
restaurant? It's called Little Belize. It's Belizean food. Belizean cuisine right here in Inglewood. Yes.
That's yours?
That's crazy.
It's family business.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's fire.
Y'all had the mocktails?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we had the motherfucking mocktails now?
Wait a minute.
We ain't know that when y'all mocktail got?
Yeah. Yeah, pull up.
Okay, so where you from? Where are you from? You Caribbean?
I am. So my mom is from Belize, and my dad is from New Orleans. So I was raised with both of the both. Like, you tell
seasoning.
Tell me. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got this 100% Creole up in here, British and French, and they made me who I am.
That's dope.
Definitely.
So you grew up in California?
Yes, born and raised in California. I am first generation American from my mom's side. And yeah, I've been out here. My family on my mom's side, they like all, she's one of 14. So they all like, you know, when you come from overseas, you come from another country, 14? You got to come out here.
Like,
yeah,
you gotta
1 of 14.
Get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't
come on. We're not here.
Like, you
that
big bull crabbing?
Exactly. So
you yakking with your little yicking yuckers. Getting them books.
Yeah, definitely.
Dang. I watch a lot of Netflix, the
foreign Netflix. A little Nollywood over there.
Yeah, girl. I like the Nollywood.
You got me with the little Belize.
Yeah.
You got me with that.
That's one,
sure.
You didn't know.
I didn't know nothing about that.
There's a lot of things people don't know about me. Like,
let's get into it, though.
So, what is a project you worked on that you get the least recognition for? That like nobody would ever be like, yeah, she did a big thing with it.
Dang, that's an interesting question.
One that you didn't get credit for.
That I did not get credit for?
But that's not one of her major accolades.
No.
But it was like, I did that thing.
I don't know, because there's a lot of projects that I've worked on. There's a lot of projects I've worked on I haven't even seen yet. Like, I've worked on music videos with, like, Teyana Taylor. I've worked on music videos for Charlie Wilson, a lot of rock stars.
And
yes.
Well, there we go, right there. That's the answer to the question. Like,
there's a lot of things I've worked on like that personally that I produced or AD'd or, you know, worked on that. And then there's projects and TV shows that I've worked on. Like, I solely produced my first movie 2 years ago starring Faison on Love, and that's on Hulu.
Oh, I like Faison.
So it was fun. It was definitely a lot of hard work, but it was fun, like, being able to, like, solely produce that. Like, my company definitely produced that. And
what
now,
is it called? Is it out already?
It's out already. It's on Hulu. You can watch it. It's a Christmas flick.
What is it called?
Santa Games.
Santa Games.
Yeah, let's make sure we watch Santa Games this springtime, you guys.
And then from doing that, I was able to produce a short film with one of, you know, everybody's like crush, little Morris Chestnut. Oh, what?
And you know, we was too young.
Oh my god,
he was always fine.
He was always this chocolate.
I gotta, you know, I hate when I go on a tangent, but I have one little tiny story about Morris Chestnut. I went to the first Pandemonium tour. And he had came out on the stage, right, and everybody started going crazy. He wiped his sweat and threw the towel. Girl, I still got the towel to today. You baby, are. I own a little piece of that being.
Yeah.
But yeah. The more you know.
Yeah. it was such a pleasure working with him, because he was like, he came in professional. Like, he was just so, like, chill. He was like, okay, what I got to do? And just got in his zone. He was watching football games in between scenes. I'm like, You know he a pro.
He just snapped into it when he got it.
Snapped into it, killed it. It's called The Origin. So we doing
The Origin.
Yeah, we
and
doing
it's
the
a short film.
It's a short film, but it's actually a feature film. But we made it a short to do all of the festivals right now, and then see where it goes.
What is the difference between a feature film and a short film?
The time, like the length. So short films are less than 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Feature films are usually around like
2 hours.
Hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah. Ain't nobody watch Titanic ever. Nowadays, like
three,
it's like
90
minutes now. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely.
People will be sleep.
Yeah. Wow,
that's
dope.
So cool. Do you act in your projects?
Funny, let me give y'all a little history real quick. I'm going to just run y'all down real quick. I started dancing when I was 4 years old internationally. Uh-oh. I started acting at the age of 14, modeling at 16, and then I started my own marketing company at 18, where I was going on tour with artists overseas. I worked with Raphael Sadiq. I worked with Keisha Cole. Like, I've been on those tours. And then around like 23, 24, I started working behind the camera. I was like, I like this. So then I got into production and film behind the camera. And then my own company came about when I was working on a set, and it was all
over the place.
All these people.
What people? No, just play.
You want this side or this side? It was all these people. And
I just wanted you to say it, that's it.
Yeah, it was all these people. And I was like, I looked around set and I was like, I am the only African American, one. I was the only female. Two, and I was the youngest. I was like, yeah, I'm starting my own company. I'm showing these young girls, like, we can do anything and everything. Mm-hmm. There's a whole world behind the camera just as much as it is in front of the camera. And, you know, you get to call the shots when you be out of camera, though.
You feel me?
You get to eat all the food,
Big
too.
Business.
That part. And you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to go.
She hired the caterer.
Yes.
She know the food.
I know the food.
Well,
that's always good. She went to the tasting. Hi, my name is Miss Everything. I have one of everything.
One of everything. Let me try that.
I like that.
That's crazy.
So that's a little history. Just a little bit about me.
I'm stunned right now because I eat at the Belize.
You eat at Little Belize?
Hell yeah.
And you didn't know that was mine?
I didn't know that was mine.
So for the first like 5 years, if you went in there, inside the case was my picture of my graduation. Like,
that's crazy.
In there.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Big business. Okay.
Yeah. We expanding though. So we're going to have you up in there. We got a whole bar coming. So we might have to do open bar over there.
You feel me?
Open bar, get some food. We in there.
I've been thinking about getting into food reviewing. Cocktail reviews.
That's dope. So what is one of your favorite things to do between all of the things that you do so far?
I love producing, and I'm about to slide more into the directing bag. Like directing a feature film or something. But producing
is pretty much actually getting the script and then seeing it through.
So as a producer on all aspects and all areas, I like to give people opportunities and jobs. That's one reason why I got into this, because I'm able to hire and fire. Don't mess up on set. But I'm able to hire, you know, people that look like me who can do everything that other people can do. It's all about, like, the logistics. It's all about the pre-production. When you produce, it's like bringing people together and making sure that the vision comes to life.
That's dope.
So
fire. Yeah. I like that. I really like that. That's exciting. So what was the most exciting project you've done?
The most exciting project I got to work on.
Right, there, all the projects. Like, whichever cool, job
there's some
doing.
Cool ones. Like, it was fun working with, like, Chris Brown on one of his projects just to see how he's creative, like, when he comes on set and he's, like, super creative.
How was working with Keisha Cole? Heard that before too. You guys ready for your congratulatory shots?
Okay. Shot o'clock.
Jump in. Cause wait, we do. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Next question, Tasha. Do you know what that's from?
Yo.
Jocelyn Hernandez show.
Oh my gosh.
Whoever be asking the questions in the confessional, her name is Tasha.
Oh.
So all this time, I just been waiting for you to be like, I pray on Susan. Y'all's gonna be like, are you next question?
Nah, I'm not on Zeus, but shout out to them. They are definitely killing it. Yeah. The game over there.
Are you getting into reality TV?
So I did work on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I don't like Zeus. I'm sorry.
I gave them their compliment to keep on pushing.
Okay, cool.
So with that being said,
it's overboard. Go ahead.
No chasing.
Yeah,
say what you're gonna say.
No chasing. That's a little chase, but go ahead.
Exactly. So I was saying I was producing a music video for Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
And it was for Drew Sidora on there. And it was last season. And basically, you know, they always need a storyline.
Right.
I was typically the storyline on that show.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. I was the producer chick on the video that was getting her husband to do it. Or whatever husband at the time. I don't know where they're at right now. Mm-hmm. None of my business. so I was the whole storyline all the way to the reunion and everything. So that was like the extent of my reality.
Are you serious? You ended up a goddamn storyline?
Whole storyline, girl.
Do you reality TV?
It's entertaining. I do find myself. I don't watch the Zeus Network, the Baddies. I don't watch any of those. I don't watch any of those. But like I do subscribe to some of them.
Okay.
I personally think they all terrible, but
I think they're all terrible. Like
intended to be.
I think they're.
I prefer scripted. Terrible. I prefer feature films. That's what I like to work on. I like the creativity of telling the story and like from script to screen to that's watching it come like to too. Life to getting different camera angles and stuff like that. Like I love that.
The creative juice.
The reality is the drama.
Not the watered down juice.
No juice. No chaser.
For real. I'd really be like, why? And I just, it is what it is.
Do you feel like the evolution behind reality TV has affected the scripted dynamic of being in film and TV?
That's a good question.
That is a really good question. Not the creativity of it, because there's writers out there that still are like beyond this world when they write. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like the logistics behind it, when you got a cast and stuff, they're trying to cast these reality stars. I'm like, they can't act.
They can't act.
I think they only do that because of the hype.
Ratings. Yeah, and that's one thing I don't like about it. Like, I want to go back to real acting. Like, I'm like true to the actual art of it.
Should make a hat say "Make acting great again."
Okay.
All right, never mind. Keep going.
I like that. Hey, down for that.
Nah, because I look at stuff and I cringe sometimes. I'm like, what the. Like, come on now. What is this? What are we looking
at? Some of them can act, but some of them I'll just be like, it's not believable because we know you in real life.
Yeah.
So we have...
Maybe that's my problem.
Because we know you in real life. So when you try to act, we like, yo, we know you're acting.
Right. But the kids don't get it. That's kind of what we'll be watching it, though. kids.
My God, I feel so sorry.
Hey, let's talk about something positive, because that'll go.
So, what is the most positive project you've worked on? That was easy. You're really teaching me so much.
The positive project I worked on, to switch gears, like I said, I do film, music, and events. So, the Pan African Film and Arts Festival is one of the positive projects that I worked on, because it is like, it's been around for 33 years now. This will be a 33rd year coming up. And I'm able to be one of the producers on it. I produce the PAP Institutes, which is the panels, educational. So I get to teach people about in front of the camera and behind the camera, bring like experts from all over. Like this year, we had Deion Taylor come and speak about directing. We've had Charles Murray, Bentley Evans. We've had like stars on reality shows. Like on my panel, I do an everything in entertainment panel where I had like Kareem Grimes. I've had in the past, I've had London Brown from Raising Kanan. I've had so many stars come to give insight, and the filmmakers, like, it's firsthand. Like, you can't go to school for this.
Right.
So we want to make sure that you get the juice right there.
Did you go to school for this?
I actually went to school and got my degree in entertainment marketing with a minor in international business that I do nothing with.
I mean, it sounds like you're using it. Your business mind is click, click, clacking, and you.
Oh yeah, that's from giving. I had that since I was like kindergarten. I was like, I already knew. I was like, you know, it was
not kindergarten.
Yeah, it was like, national dance at four. So,
kindergarten
the environment to mentally develop that.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
Those panels be really, really dope, though. I've been to, of course, because I worked on one with you, but I've been to them listening to the people talk and how they be listening to them talk about what they do and what they've been through. Because when you're looking at it on TV, it's different.
Yeah.
But when you sitting right there, it's like they really did this shit. Like,
and you could reach out, you could touch them after they're done. You could talk to them. They're like all personable. You can come to them and talk like. And that's one thing I love about working with PAF, because it's like, it's for our community.
Right.
It's for African Americans. It's for people who want to know about entertainment, filmmaking, and stuff like that. And plus, we do, you know, give people the opportunity, if you win in our short film category, to go on to qualify for an Oscar.
That's dope.
So,
that's crazy. That's dope. Super fun. Have you had any Oscar winners yet?
We haven't had any Oscar winners, but we had some Oscar nominated from our film festival. Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's dope. Yeah, that's heavy though.
And we take over like 200 films, like
that's cool.
Other film festivals. Okay, so have you?
Well, I guess I'd be like tapped in a little tiny bit to the film festival, so I don't really want to ask. Yeah. Like, do you?
I like entertainment, so I like try to look at certain stuff and do
that's
certain.
That's me. Things. Like, I like entertainment. So
nah, you
catch a little bit of everything.
Don't downplay yourself. You be deep in that shit too, for real. Especially with the rap battle and stuff like that.
Ooh. I be into all kinds of things.
She be everywhere.
Okay.
Everything everywhere.
Okay. Join us everything.
I was just about to say, girl, you know I'm sliding you to my resume.
we need bartenders.
I even act like I'm bartending.
Okay.
She said I got a minor in bartending.
Right.
And a major in acting like I'm bartending. Damn. Oh my god! No, for real though. You gotta be in it.
No, you know I love when I get to meet and mingle with other very present Black women in the entertainment industry that are super happy to be behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Nobody celebrates that. And I'm also a behind the scenes girl. See, I have fun in front of the scenes, but I'm really a boss ass bitch. I like
there
to be like, stand over there while I stand right here.
There you go. I was waiting.
Cheers.
I was waiting because you was like, yeah, and all this. Nah, I was waiting for you to go ahead and put it out there.
I lied on my plate. I ain't really trying to advertise myself.
So
I take on one more thing. I'm going to lose it.
I started acting, and I was just like, yo, who's calling the shots? And I was like, who behind that? And so I saw that, and I was like, yeah, that's where I want to be. And then I found out who paid the director. I was like,
you ended up doing everything the same way as me. It's like, I started implementing myself in the ladder. And it was like, right now, I'm in school for culinary arts.
Okay.
I'm 8 weeks in, and I don't want to cook
nothing.
I seen
her with a little cooking hat on.
Bro, I want to do like sanitation manager or something for OSHA. Like, I just want to walk around with a little tablet and a little book. These motherfucking places be dirty, okay? And I'm that's the part that I'm worried about. I cook that shit right, but clean the fuck up. Shit.
Hey, yo, I don't eat nowhere where I don't see the workers eating. Because I'm like, if y'all not eating there, that's a problem. That is a problem.
That is the number one. Sense. That's the number one tip.
I never
right
look at
there.
That. I always look at the Yelp like, you motherfuckers.
I look at Yelp too, but some people be like, really be owning the business. I read all our Yelps. Some people just really be tripping. Because I'm like,
read all our
Yelps. Like, yeah, they all come to me. I read them
now,
all.
Now, I ain't going to lie. Owning a Belizean place, you should. Telling me that y'all even acknowledge y'all reviews. It's impressive.
And I respond to him.
I just ask for the extra sauce, and I get the oxtails and the jerk chicken, like a combination plate type.
Yeah, we don't have jerk, but thank you.
Yeah. Y'all don't have jerk?
No, we're Belizean, not Jamaican.
Don't know. Oh, wrong
so
place.
So, what do? They what all?
Wrong place.
So, do y'all do curry?
No. I've been,
we do
I've
on
been
Tuesdays.
To your shit, for sure.
Curry on Tuesdays, okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the shit before. That's just the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. Sip, sip. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and sip to that.
Don't do that.
It's okay. I like to enlighten you.
No, you should.
And that's like actually a very enlightening conversation altogether, because so many people do not know the difference between Belizean traditional cuisine, Jamaican traditional cuisine, and the different African traditional cuisines. They really think that they all just eating the same shit and they all the same people.
So. I mean, we all have the same items. We just cook it differently.
Differently. And it, no, but like differently is real, because I work at
our
a Nigerian place. The spices, the herbs. They did.
Question.
Answer.
It's two different places I got in my head right now.
We on Nutwood, Market Street, 217 East Nutwood.
Market Street.
Yeah, she
Inglewood,
like,
California.
You know about the Inglewood
101. Now we clarification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know where Savoy, you know where Soul Food Kitchen is? We right around the corner.
Yeah.
Across where Big Five used to be. That's where we at. So, come see us.
I did already, but okay. I get you. No, I just wanted to get it because it's so many. It's one. It's a
Inglewood.
We're the only Belizean. Well, there's. I mean, no, there's another one that popped up, but
me personally, like, I understand because you corrected me and I respect that. On Prairie in El Segundo, there's a place.
The Blue.
I don't think.
Blue Hole.
I'm not gonna say no names because I don't want
to. You know what's crazy?
I support all our Belizean restaurants. You know. Y'all go pull up to Tracy's. Go pull up to the Blue Hole. Pelican closed down, but I support all of our restaurants because the more y'all eat, the more y'all gonna keep on eating, and so y'all
and the more y'all gonna find places to eat
and
discover the culture.
There you go.
I love that. Yeah. I like her.
There you go. You got McDonald's, Jack in the Box, and you got Burger King. So why we can't have 15 different Belizean restaurants?
I'm about to say, who the fuck
eats
that?
No, I don't. But I'm just saying, like, how many hamburger restaurants?
I'm about to say, they all have so many.
Doing that. That's disgusting. You know?
See, that's what's really
important. Support. We have to support. And definitely keep our black dollars
in the community. And create the conversation of support. So
no, for real. You doing that a lot, though.
Yeah. I'm going to hire my black people first.
Yeah.
And two, like, I'm going to support. So I'm going
first.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my money over here in your pocket, and we're gonna circulate that.
That makes sense. That's the reason why I stopped buying certain stuff.
Buy black.
Do y'all believe when the stats say that like the black dollar doesn't stay in our community?
That's a fact. It's a fact.
Because if you look at a black person,
you wanna know why?
Let's just look at what he got on.
How many black on?
One. Out of how many items you got on? Exactly.
It's one.
Exactly.
How many black on do you have on?
Exactly. Exactly.
Was that an answer?
It was an answer. You got it. You ain't got it.
But watch how I clean this up. At least you have on one.
Yeah.
I have on one.
Yeah.
You may have on one or
she
two.
She don't have on none.
I mean, first my bagels are Belizean. They're black owned. Okay.
Look, you do a lot for the community. We're not gonna go there.
She got her hair done by a black girl.
I definitely did support.
You got your hair cut by a black man. I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So when I say that it's hard for me to believe that the black dollar don't actually stay in the community,
it stays in the community, but it doesn't stay as long.
Right. It doesn't stay as long, and I feel like it comes down to the idea of like. It's a lot of things that we do in our neighborhoods culturally and ethnically that don't get accounted for. Mm-hmm. You know, like the girl that braids hair that don't have a shop that braid hair in her living room, nobody is checking for her check. Baby is damn near rich. Like, so it's like a lot of black dollars that stay in the community. They just, they aren't accounted for the right way.
It you know what trips me out though? Like, we can say that. We can say, okay, so our black dollars in our communities and stuff like that. But I don't never see our, like, white people say none of that shit.
Well, the thing is that nobody else.
Not saying it. Not
they
not,
own not, it.
No,
not
even defending it.
Say I'm just saying
nobody
like,
else has the conversation.
They don't have the,
that we have.
The
nobody else.
They
is
got
worried.
Different businesses. They got different type
no,
of.
No, I think that it's because nobody because they do they have their conversation though, because if all them kids ain't in college, it's a conversation to be had at the homegirl house. Katie, so what is Megan gonna do? I heard she dropped out of liberal arts. Like, are you worried about her?
I hate you.
No, I'm just saying.
You're not Katie in liberal arts.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even
was
know
that shade?
I mean,
big old palm tree, him. But that's what they do. But that, so that's where their conversation of how their dollar is rotating. That's how their conversation goes. Our conversation is just mostly around economic building because. That is what our major foundational infrastructural focus is, especially here in America. That's the only thing we talk about.
I mean, they didn't give us that opportunity, first of all.
Yeah, and it's our number one thing we get to, like, be praised and or complain about, like, interchangeably in a conversation. Like, I can praise her for everything she's doing, and then at the same time, we can just complain about, like, the billions of people that are not creating the opportunities that she created.
So, shout out to the
people
who
didn't give her opportunities that she was worthy of. Yeah, so
supporting everybody who is.
I don't be liking it to harp down on, like, oh, the dollar only stayed here for 10 minutes. Like, okay, nigga, that we only had 10 minutes.
That is true.
We only had 10 minutes.
The movie was only 20, goddamn.
That's what I'm saying.
It was only 20 minutes.
You see what I'm saying? It's like.
Them
you
shorts on TikTok.
I feel like when they do those stats, they're comparing us
to TikTok,
not against us. Like compare us against us, because when they do their stats, they only comparing themselves against themselves.
They not saying they own half of the businesses. It's like we got it's like every one in 1,000 is a black owned business. So how are we supposed to?
They own all.
How we? If we gotta go buy toilet paper, we gonna go.
So don't,
the market is right here. We not gonna go ahead stat, and. Right. Ooh. We're not about to go.
It's black girl out there with some tissue.
Where?
Shit. Googler.
Googler. Hey.
Oh, my God. She out there.
In.
Do you see what I mean? We have
I'm
a lot
tap
of stuff.
In. No, that's
for like a year.
We've been
using a black owned laundry detergent for like a year. And then COVID hit and it fucked up they shipping and stuff. And it was like, girl, I got to go get that Persil. Because I don't know where the fuck the order at.
What?
The who?
The who?
Oh, see, look.
You won't lie. All right.
No, because I was right, using cool. this. I'm so mad that it's escaping my mind on the tip of my tongue.
It was a black owned
Laundry detergent, and they low key was fire too because they had like a little ambassador program. So like, you could be selling soap powder too.
You gotta get them back online.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we gonna have.
Back on the black on the block is they. It's
yeah.
Black
so the company that I found them was from a company like that because. There are a lot of black people that are developing, like, places to find other black people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so many of them that, like, all the white people got together and made the white pages. But it's like the black people have the green book.
Not the white pages. The yellow books, too, huh?
Yeah. You know, but have you heard of the green book?
No.
The green book is old. It's like its origins date prehistoric slave days.
Green book.
And it was a pamphlet that was created by black travelers that let you know the sundown places, the safe places, black owned eateries.
She fucking intelligent.
You know, you know, fair. But like, and I thought that when I first ever discovered that, I thought that was so cool. Like, wait, so this is, and they do. There are other black people or foundations and creatives that have made like, databases, you know, like they've made little databases. So that's like even with me with the web bar, I have a bartender and food and beverage service database because how else am I gonna find y'all and how else is anybody else gonna find you? If I don't you keep like all of y'all names
right now, she said I got a database.
Hey. Hey, you know something? Shit. That is one of the most important tools that they use against us. Data.
Oh, true. For sure.
Yeah. They use data against us all the time, which is for why sure. I brought up that conversation about how they claim the black dollar doesn't stay in the black community. But I'm like, I don't know. I be going like, because some days I count how long it takes me to patronize somebody else. Mm. Like, you should try it. You should see, like, how long you can go. Usually, the gas station break me every time. Like, fuck. What? We need a goddamn gas station.
Do you know that I put $120 in my Benz, and I go park that motherfucker and jump on the bike, and then still be complaining about gas? Like, fuck is going on with that? It's like water.
I don't even look at the gas tank. You would hate to see when I go get gas. I go to Costco like a boss. Put my motherfucking membership card in there, pop that up again, go sit back in my driver's seat till that bitch click. I get gas on Wednesday.
Whip your feet.
Is it cheaper?
No.
It's going to work.
Wednesday is just the day that I have time to get gas. I don't have time no other
she
day.
Got so many
so I got to fill the tank up on Wednesday.
That's crazy.
So on Wednesday, I'll be so happy to go to the gas station. You'll be like, whoo, I made it to another motherfucking fill up. Okay? Baby, go. Hit 70 if you want to. Fuck it.
No.
I'm going to close my eyes. If I hit 89, we get 89. Do you know how much of a financial state you gotta be to put 89 in your car?
What hurt?
First when you all, drive my, a Nissan? Baby, I don't have to put 89.
Some days I just be tripping myself.
Gotta put 91. And if you keep driving your shit to that E, you gonna
wish. You treat 91 like 87.
It's gonna go like that.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm about to get a driver in a minute. Leave me
alone. Look. So, here go a good question for both of y'all.
Damn.
What service amenities do you pay
I'm
for
mad at that, but go ahead.
That you should be doing yourself?
That I pay for?
Yes.
Food.
Not really food. Because food is like.
I'm not a cook, but food.
Yeah, because you could
be. Mine will probably be hair.
Hair, because you could do your own hair.
I think it'd be definitely.
Mm-hmm. I just ain't got the patience. I could. Mine do, is I definitely
laundry.
Could do it.
Laundry.
People are so surprised. I pay for Fluff and Float.
Really?
You play for Fluff? I couldn't say fluff it. My tongue big. You pay for Fluff and Float.
Yes. Like I'm for sure dropping them clothes off.
No. Nah.
And I'm paying
for it. What are you about to say?
I was trying to get you out of it, but if you want to go back to that big tongue.
I was. See? I wiggled out. She wiggled me back in. I wiggled out, and then you threw me back in the water.
Wiggling.
Look.
You threw me back in the water.
We good. Pose.
All right, cool.
It's the wiggling.
Continue.
Okay.
Continue. We swam out of that water.
And this is why we asked you, what do you care to talk about?
It don't matter to me. Let's go. What's the next topic? What are we talking about?
Oh, my God.
So what you done fired somebody before? What Ooh, was just like by
talking about the fires?
Oh, so that was easy. That's easy.
She said that was easy.
That was easy.
No, because you know sometimes people think like, oh, mine hired me, so they ain't gonna fire me, and it's like
I don't have to let some people go multiple times. One is being professional. Mm. Yeah, I hold
somebody like, tried to fuck Chris Brown.
Oh my God.
Oh, I don't know why I just jumped that. I just assume it has something to do with Chris Brown.
Nah, it was oh I forgot God. Which set we were on, but she was supposed to be working and she started filming and posting.
Oh, like with her phone.
Yeah. It was a closed set, no posting, da da da. So she started posting and got
that's
called.
That even at a regular job though.
Got
she had no NDA?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she
got
fired.
She got fired.
Like, oh shit, you fucking up.
Y'all should have grabbed because like, what are you doing?
It was out of my hands at that point because it was management that saw that came to me, yo, what is this on social media?
Made you look bad a little
bit. And I was like, ah, she got to go. Fired her right on the spot.
I ain't gonna lie, that one do it for a lot of people.
You're not supposed to be recording. Stop being so thirsty.
No, you know
show
what
people
is?
What you're doing
it's
for
the,
no reason.
It's the people who say, I'm not gonna post it. I'm just recording it for myself.
And it was 2 seconds
later. Why you didn't take a memory blink?
The fuck? I hate you.
A memory blink?
Yes. Please. You need to look at that motherfucker and
take a picture of it.
It's gonna last longer, baby. It's on your mind. In your phone, you might show your granny. Now look at you. You're fired.
And one thing I like to be, I like to live in the moment.
Damn,
so
I'm gonna start doing that to people like and walk away.
They gonna start looking at you like you crazy.
I got my blinks on you.
That's hilarious.
No, you might be able to get away with it.
Yeah.
You're a charming fellow. Yeah. Like, don't be crazy. And she's gonna think she got a hard wing.
That'll look real.
Are you
though.
Flirting?
That's exactly.
Just, look, the conversation has started. He went in already. Sucks. He one step ahead. She didn't respond off a hard blink.
Hard blink.
That's a little Riz, huh?
Ooh, you know my Riz. Boy, you been listening to the young kids, huh?
My son was like, Dad, take that off. I was like, you sure? He's like, take that off. I said, all right, fuck it.
I was going to Riz? You know what Riz is?
Mm-hmm. Oh damn! We said at the same time, we Virgos. You know who EP is?
Yes.
I was going to his album release party. I think that was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had on some white jeans.
Okay.
They were skinny, fit, white.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was fit. Some blue. Moccasins that had, you know, they can see the top of your
brunch
skin
daddies.
Right here.
Brunch
you gotta wear no-show socks.
Brunch daddies.
That's what they call.
Brunch daddies.
Okay, cool. I don't know what the fuck it is.
So wait, how old are we right now? Go ahead. Finish.
Some people call him Grandpa Steppers, but he ain't that old. See, that's why I said old. Okay, yeah, the church daddies.
And then I had a blue, like denim to match the shoes, button up. And I walked out of the room, and I was like, "What I look like?" He was like, "Take that off."
He even blinked.
I'm imagining it.
But I was fly though.
I'm sure.
So I did take it off.
In 2018.
And what you put on?
I put on my brown turtleneck.
I seen him that night too.
I had some other shoes and no show socks. I had my pants with the brown stripes with the black, and then I had the little long trench coat on.
Okay.
And I got it.
You seen
bag.
The difference?
Okay.
You seen the difference? Bag.
But the fact that he thought he was fly when he first stepped out, though.
He's like, take that off.
You look like you was going to the Savoy.
Ooh-wee.
To get jerk chicken.
Ooh-wee.
The first time, yeah.
Yes.
It, and they
soon
say,
as you put them white
the
pants
fucked
on,
up part
the
about
skinny brunch days with the denim shirt, I knew exactly what you looked like. You had a button down right here, too, huh? Little
so
chest
everybody
showing?
Say I dress like a Jamaican.
Yes!
And that's why I said you look like you was going to Savoy.
I'm going to go ahead and sip some.
I'm going to go ahead and get a rum punch out.
Hey, enough on me. What's next question, Tasha.
Y'all going to keep hitting me with the next question, Tasha.
I am.
That's not question.
No.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
Y'all was on my head just now. Like, damn, all right.
Your son was on your head. He saved your life.
And I changed that.
I love you.
And I walked in. I walked in. It was like, oh, you was there too. No, just playing. I knew you was there.
I see. That's one of them nights I was wearing my 75 hats.
Oh, yeah.
I worked there.
Oh.
No. I never got hired to work there.
That was like a last minute call.
So you didn't get a check?
She put her boots on.
The last time we visited this restaurant, they were a little overwhelmed. The bartender was losing it. He didn't have his bearings. And I was like, babe, do you want me to help you? I was a patron. I was at the bar having a motherfucking omelet.
Hey, you hop behind the bar and started pouring
drink? I will start making your margaritas right now because you're going down. So boom, he was giving me like a weird look, like, damn near need you to. I'm like, who is the owner? So I ushered her over. I'm like, okay, I ain't gonna, you know, interrupt y'all bar ever, but just do me 5 steps. So basically I showed her how to make a big pitcher of margarita.
So they don't have to do it too much.
Yeah, like I'm about to run you through these steps fast, but we're gonna make a bulk margarita.
We're gonna get you your own goddamn
and get
bar.
You
that's
running.
What we're about to do.
And when EP did his thing, he called me like, hey.
Yeah, I need you. He called me. He was like, Fo, I know you run the Open Bar Podcast. I need some bartenders. And I said, okay. Did you call Champ? I'm finna call her right now. I said, all right.
I got the phone.
I made a few calls. He was like, Fo.
That's somebody how you gotta be here. Okay, making these. Yeah. Okay.
Nah, I called my other homegirl. I'm like, girl, can you please go to Hermosa and be a bartender? She ain't never bartended in her life, but she has a great personality. She can sell you something, you know. She can only sell you like a few things. She like, would you like a mojito? Do you have sidecar? She like, I have mojitos. He's like, what kind of whiskey you got? She's like, I don't know, but I know the mojitos are good. She come to back. I said, bitch, you know how much work it is to make a mojito?
You gonna make a margarita, girl?
You gotta be back there fucking muddling, goddamn. Fuck,
damn mojito. I was like, mojitos is so much. Like, so much, girl, you gotta pour some whiskey and what is you doing? Yo. Like, can I get a rum and coke? A mojito. Like, rum and coke.
What's crazy is she came back there. I said, friend, we out of mojitos. What the fuck is in it? So, yeah. We're out of mojitos.
Yo.
She said, y'all got cranberry vodka? I said, that's the next thing you know about? She said, yeah. I said, cool, go sell cranberry vodka.
Yo.
Nobody wanted cranberry vodka, but three people want pineapple Malibu. I said, okay, you're understanding. Maximum three ingredients in one cup. We're not going above that.
Yeah.
Three ingredients in one cup, okay?
You had that motherfucker rocking.
Listen.
But you didn't see me before I got there. That's what, you see me when I got there.
See?
Yeah, okay, cool.
That's how I was back. I'm about to have y'all laughing just one more time. So I wear glasses, like thick glasses. Like, we're sitting close to each other, so I can see y'all.
Nobody's back there putting tequila with vodka or something.
2 more feet over, and it's like, shit, it's getting blurry. But luckily, girl, the bottles. Girl, I just remember what the bottle looked like. I ain't got to read nothing. Like, girl, this is Blanco tequila. I knew that.
The blind bartender.
That's a new one. Go ahead.
Damn.
So, we just back here just doing all kind of shit. And that's exactly what happened. I mixed up the tequila and the vodka.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just making margaritas.
Not vodka margaritas.
Vodka margarita?
So I just sent out like 5. No complaints. People are so glad you got here. You know how to do a margarita. My next margarita coming from you. The girl comes over and she's like, I don't want to alarm you, but that's the house vodka.
the girl.
I said, don't worry. We put the tequila right there now. Moving right along. Who just thinks she'll take me off my 10? Bitch, I'm on a roll.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers 3 unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium-weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium-weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila. Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium-weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium-weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila. Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium-weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium-weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila. Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Grandiamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Yeah. Drink them motherfucking vodka tea, margaritas. And Vodka Tina Rita.
Literally had it
drink
going.
That motherfucker. It was lit.
Shout out to EP, man. Shout out to EP. The release party. That shit was cool.
Nice. Most nice.
So you really in the community of boss ass people, though, because EP another boss ass people. Yeah.
Boss ass people.
He got the first. He produced it. He was doing all the things. Okay.
I've been doing this for a while. Like I said, I've been dancing since I was 4, so that's 30 years.
So you break dance?
No, I don't break dance. I was ballet, hip hop, African, tap, Caribbean. Ain't break dancing. You gonna get broke. Get in here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You all right?
Yeah, uh huh.
All right, cool.
Shot o'clock.
So, I've been dancing since 4. I've been in the entertainment industry for 10 years.
So, how is that? Have you had any quiet on the set experiences?
Quiet on the set.
You ain't watched that?
Nah.
See, we in the industry. Yeah. We gotta get you on the Rolodex.
You see more? You know what? Shot by who?
Exactly, which is crazy.
You wanna know why? Because I run my own program, so y'all talking about.
We know. Thing. You are true to life, motherfucking Virgo. You live in your own reality.
The habitat.
And when you even get in other people's reality, you be like, I'll be right back. What the fuck are they doing? I'm going back over there. That's exactly how
I fucking hate you, bro. What the hell?
That's how you are. Like, as a person, I know you're not a type of person to involve yourself in environments you're not comfortable in. You remove yourself fast.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah. I'm comfortable.
You good?
Yeah.
I don't know. Diddy ain't in the room.
Damn.
Speaking of which, that's why I asked you that question. Not that is why I asked you that question, but with the circumvention of all the movements and the things happening, are you surviving? Are you okay?
Oh, shit.
I am doing fine.
Okay.
Being
a boss ass bitch in these environments,
I don't play no games. I speak my mind.
Carry your mace.
Keep your gat on you.
I said mace, which
she don't want to talk about.
You got something? Look, I said
that's
mace.
That's Tasha.
I stay with security around me. Of course,
okay,
you
know.
How much they get paid?
I stay with security around me. Okay,
how much they get paid?
Are you trying to be a security?
Yes,
bodyguard.
Question.
Yes, okay. We're
trying to guard the body.
Yeah, I'm crazy about that.
It's giving Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Y'all stupid. Oh, my God. What is going on?
It took her like 3.5 extra seconds to align with me right there.
I got you. My cup went up.
Next question, Tasha. Next question.
No, for real though. Have you had any like wild moments that are just like, is this industry for me?
No, I've been on set where I've had actors have fun in their trailers before.
I don't know who, what, I just know
that it's been fun on trailers. You know, it's just people are on set. We've been filming for like, they grown. They can do what they want. It's their time.
Yeah.
As long as when you're on set, you deliver on my time.
Take
you know,
shower.
That's fine with me. You said what?
No, just playing.
You said what?
Something is wrong with him.
Next question, Tasha.
He gonna keep skipping, like skip. But no, like I haven't had two. The craziest set I've recently been on was Lil Wayne, and it wasn't like that. It was just that.
How long ago was this? Anytime people bring up Lil Wayne, I have to ask for dates.
Lil Wayne is not
because he is literally a fucking industry relic. And he does and doesn't do shit. So nobody ever knows if he is or isn't doing shit.
It was my first time.
That boy works.
I love Lil Wayne. He was like my childhood. Like I like had him on my wall. It was him. It was Usher. Like that was who was on my wall. And so I finally got the opportunity to work with him. And you know, call time was 1 p.m.
P.m.
1 p.m. for me.
That's afternoon.
1 p.m.
That's well after all the breakfasts.
1 p.m. was call time.
It was break time.
His call time was originally 6 p.m. Right? You know, we get there once, set up,
5 to 6 hours after we didn't started working.
His call time was 6 p.m. Come to find out, he's not coming until 10 p.m.
Okay.
Then 2 a.m.
2 a.m.? Wait, so we just got to stay on set?
3 a.m.
You know what I do in that situation?
He didn't get there till 4 a.m.
And my shit is like,
and y'all just have to sit on set. But y'all sitting on the clock. But y'all just sitting on set.
It was more so the respect. Like,
well, yeah,
I don't work for money. That. Like, I don't work for money.
Your time.
You can't. You can't work for money.
I don't work for money.
Ain't enough money in the world.
Right. And it was more so like I do it because I love to do it. Right. Like I love to work. I love to create.
Did it turn out dope though?
It was amazing. The director, I love her vision. It was dope. You know, I was right, but it was just that he came at 4 a.m. when call time. You know, so like, wow, we didn't get rap until like damn near 8 or so. I don't even remember what time I was gone.
So he,
but then when he got there, he was like upset about a whole bunch of stuff, cussing people. Like it was just a little too much for me, and I was like, damn, like you was on my pedestal, like Wayne. I love you, Lil Wayne, and it was like, I don't want to deal with you.
Like, oh my God, if he ever called me, I might.
Could it be? It's like I gave y'all this much time to get it right. What's going on?
No, because you should have been here at 6 o'clock and gave us until 3 a.m. to get this shit right. Don't show up at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning talking about why shit ain't together. Well, it probably was together around 5 o'clock when we thought you was going to be here in 45 minutes.
We shot our
minutes.
Own video while you wasn't here.
Yeah,
I get where he was coming from, but it was just more so to respect. Like, yo, like, it was like we call you, oh, you was sleeping? Like, you okay, knew you had a video though, bro.
Yeah.
But it was just more so that.
Did the creativity and the project come out good?
It's dope. Y'all can watch it. I love the video. It's dope. But it was just like,
so, it's new.
Wait.
It's something that's fairly new.
What's the name of it? Okay, never mind. We're going to, next question.
That's what I said. What,
it's new.
What can
it's
you
new
miss?
Word. Yeah.
You see what I said? When was the date to this? Because we don't know when he is and isn't doing stuff. As fans, we just be waiting around.
I don't really keep up with Lil Wayne, so.
I
think he is dope as fuck. The way his work ethic is dope as fuck. Whatever he say on the records and all the rest of that stuff, I don't pay attention to. But what he does as an artist by putting out his shit.
I mean, it was just,
I don't care about
it. It was like behind the scenes stuff that I was just like, you know, I like to treat the janitor the same way I would treat the CEO, thing. Like, you know, I get it. Like,
see, that's why we fuck with you.
Professional perception.
That's why we fuck with you. That's why
I'm gonna give you respect. That's why all around the board.
Everything is about to be the biggest production company or media company or whatever hell you want it to be. Big as shit because of how you look at it and your vision.
Thank you.
No, for real.
That's so cool. So you have a full staff now?
She's trying to get hired. She's like, here my resume. Slide that.
No, I just want to know, like, how many people do you have to manage
though.
On a day-to-day?
It depends. So if I'm on a film,
I be getting on his nerves because he knows I really love the position that he put me in. So,
I didn't put your position. You did it. I just was like, I need you.
A lot of questions.
I was like, I need you. And you pulled up. And there we are. Sometimes I don't, you know.
I manifested this. I put a post on my Instagram in 2016.
You manifest a whole lot.
I do. Which is I'm big good. On that. I'm big on that. I actually just learned some new stuff to put in my mind. I was real excited too when the girl was telling me. I was like, say this instead of that. Oh, I can't wait. I've been driving down the street just today, just saying stuff like, woo.
Got your affirmations,
girl.
Your manifestation.
Yeah, I learned the new piece to put in there. I learned to start it off by saying, "No harm unto me."
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, if you're asking for a new car, then you might get in a crazy car accident that gets you an insurance check that gets you the new car.
So you're asking for too much.
You got to make sure.
You gotta shut your ass up.
It ain't that you're asking for too much. It's that
you
got to
be precise.
You let anything happen. You can't leave anything up to the universe. The universe is down.
Big body beds with big brims. And
no, that's exact. No.
Well, that's funny thing is, I believe in that, too, because I said I wanted a new car, and I was praying for somebody to hit my car, and they hit my car.
See?
Totaled it.
See, did you break a toenail?
No, not at all.
Thank God. But, see, that's no harm unto you.
Yeah, but because it was like,
now, what if I could have got a car? Different. But like, I also got to get.
My heart just did like this.
I got a wheelchair and I got a colostomy bag and I'm gonna be off work for 6 months.
You won't have a car, but you
won't
be.
I want the car to come to me, for free.
No.
You know, with no strings attached and no attached strings, and I don't want it to get in the way of nothing I already got going on and nothing I'm gonna have going on. Like, I just want the car to come to me.
Preach.
no harm unto me. You feel me? And no harm unto nobody else either, because I don't believe in that either. It ain't nothing that nobody can do for you that's going to get in the way of what needs to be done for me.
Hello.
Okay. Okay.
I believe in that.
Cheers.
I
believe in
that. I literally wake up and be like,
have a shot.
Cheers. This clock is coming too fast.
You all right?
Need time in between the clock.
No, you wanted to have a double shot before we started recording.
You reminded me.
It's not our fault.
You reminded my business, too.
All right, so
you know what? It's good because I took. I'm not working until Tuesday, so.
Oh, you're not. Mm-mm. Well, congratulations. I'm sure you need and deserve the time off. Mm-hmm. I pray that it's paid. I pray that.
Oh yeah, I didn't even know I had 100. I had 100.
You got fired on a day off. It was a joke.
I have 159 hours of vacation time. Yes, I had to find out how to mute that shit.
So you immediately had to take some days off.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I got.
Baby, I don't think I ever made it past 16 hours of PTA. As soon as they tell me I got one full day, taking it. Well, go ahead and cash it out.
So, yes, I work a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. My 9-to-5 is sales. Mm-hmm. But I always take at least a weekend off a month.
Okay.
In the last 4 years, I ain't been getting no PTO, none of that shit. I wasn't tripping because I didn't give a fuck because I didn't want to be at work. I just wanted the days off. But I looked into my, we was talking amongst each other like, yeah, how much time you got off? He was like, oh, I got like 15 hours. And then somebody else was like, how much time you got? I was like, I don't know how to look at that. How you look at that? And I looked at it and I was like, what does this mean? And I was like, they both looked at it and was like, man, this nigga, like don't a, tell no, this nigga no, how much time
so
you
wait,
got.
So wait, you don't get... I thought at the end of the year, it's like starts
it
over.
It does, and I never touched
but
it. The other manager was using it.
Don't they usually will pay you out?
You have to either... So this new manager, he never uses it.
Mm-hmm.
He never used it. They say, oh, you got to tell him. Like, well, the other manager, she was a girl. She took care of all that stuff. I didn't have to say nothing. It's two women, y'all.
Yeah, what we do. Run the world. Girls who run the world.
Anyway, like I was saying.
He must be a bitch.
Granted. Yeah, he's a guy. Fuck boy. Anyway, he didn't do that. So, being that he didn't do it for the time that I was taking off, I had all this time. So, I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, wait. So, he was giving you the days off. He wasn't paying you for
it. He wasn't paying me for the days off. So.
You know, so,
it was her, huh?
Yeah.
It was her, huh?
Whom?
Her, that was making sure you got paid for them days off.
Yeah, she was familiar.
You know why? Because she know damn fucking well that you ain't trying to miss a goddamn check just
but
to be out.
But she knew, though, too. That's back when she was working there, though. I was more so into my clothing line and the video stuff and stuff. So she was already like, okay, I got you. He didn't know that, none of that shit. He just knew that I told him when he got there, look, I take one weekend off a month. That's it. I don't want to hear nothing.
When you say one weekend off, do
one
you...
One weekend off a month. So, my days off is Tuesday and Thursday. Our pay period starts on Friday. So, if I'm off on Thursday, I get Friday, Saturday if I want to, and Sunday.
Okay.
If I want to. So, I take that whole thing. Now, I took Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this week. So, I don't go back to work to Tuesday.
Got you.
Do you have a favorite off day?
Mondays is the days, because I normally work during the weekend, so Mondays
is like a zen.
It's usually my day for me, because I literally work Friday, Saturday, like work in the restaurant, filming,
have to
music
link
up. Yes, but now my Mondays is like day. Everybody wants to sit here and call me for business. Like, it's their start of their week, and
that's
I'm like, it's
good,
my
that's not a good,
off
no, no, no.
That's not a good business.
It's
business.
Not, but Mondays
it's
is
Tuesday
me.
To Thursday.
So Monday is my... Monday is my critical out-of-office day.
That is normally what I
still do business.
Zen day.
But one thing for sure, I'm bottoms off, ankles rubbed, ankles crossed, baby. Don't FaceTime.
You sick.
The bad part about me is I'm going to answer my phone. I don't care if you call
me. That's what I'm saying.
I'm answering
call
my phone.
Me. Do everything you got to
do. I'm answering my phone.
But
I don't care.
I'm
on vacation answering my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too. You know why though?
Because I'm going to get that check.
And not only am I going to get that check, I don't trust y'all not to fuck up. I ain't gonna lie. Tell me every fucking thing that's going on right now. Because I'm about to take my... I just ordered my 2 double shots. You better tell me what the fuck is going on.
So on a Monday?
I don't get nothing on what Monday. Day of the week.
Baby, call, FaceTime me on a Monday. It'll be a straw in this motherfucker. You should only be on Monday. Because Monday is when you all them goddamn... Google things.
Same, yeah.
And on Tuesday, I'll be hitting you like, mine's not working. They not accept. I see when you sent it, it came on my drop down. But I sent that motherfucker back up.
Monday,
you, did you get
Mondays.
That email?
What email?
For open bar, the booking.
She got the email. Calendar, she just didn't accept it.
I did.
You didn't.
My calendar says accept.
See? And didn't I tell you that? I'm like, I feel like I'll be hitting accept.
My calendar said you didn't.
And then he when I go back and look, but it says accept.
What money? How much we putting on it? I will never turn down a bet.
I'm about to turn on this boss a little bit.
Oh, all right. Because big banks ain't little bank.
We're not going to say that, but we're going to say that.
Okay. All
we
gonna, right.
We're going to change the subject.
We can go outside to the car, too. What's up?
What the kids be doing?
I fuck with you. I like that. I love that
what
energy.
What the kids though. Be doing?
I like that energy.
Body, yaddy,
body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
That energy is dope.
Some
men are.
What was it like working with her?
I know, we did work together.
How was it like working with her? Speaking of intimidating.
She was on business. That's why you keep it. You take care of business, that's just what it is.
I'm all for it. You can have all the fun you want as long as you do your business.
Yeah,
I don't
as long
care.
As when you go into certain shit, you just take care of what the fuck you're supposed to take care of. What I need to do? Okay, cool. That's it. And that's what she was on. You can have your little talks, funds, all that stuff. Just make sure the job get done. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I'm always like that.
That's how it should be though. In a lot of situations, they people do too much.
You got a job. As long as you do it, cool.
We good. Yeah, go get a drink, get some food. You know,
I do have 2 drinks.
I'm heavy on
though. Right? Because you know what I mean. Like
some people get good though. Because I work at a lot of events. I work with a lot. 2 drink minimum.
For your
staff?
Yeah. If you on staff,
you know what though?
Me,
that's
minimum.
Cool that you even let them drink because, girl, I'm heavy on the.
Sometimes
we about
you
to do a family shot.
And the drink is not putting a straw in the whole bottle. That is not the drink.
Well, I'm the boss where I be working at, so.
That is not a drink.
I got this.
I'm in charge of the liquor.
The 2 drink minimum.
I'm making sure.
I don't have some people had a little sloppy and stuff like that. And
for real?
You guys, you are representing me.
No.
And me as in my company, Miss Everything Entertainment, M-E-E. You're representing me.
So you had a situation like that where somebody did too much?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I had a staff member who was on set and got a little too tipsy and was downstairs with all the background. And it got into a whole fight, argument. Cussing each other out, like, what?
Like,
and I don't even know if he had more than 2 drinks. I can't even tell you how many. But it was just like, yo, it's like respect. It's like.
That's like my number one
heartbreak.
Don't
it be like fucking traumatic and like heartbreaking? Like
if I put you in a position to do something and I'm trusting you to do it and you fuck up, my heart broken. I can't. I might call you again because I'm forgiving.
No, I'm not.
I forgive. I'm gonna be 100.
I let him do
some
2
people,
events.
You
baby,
did,
you can't
exactly.
come back to the
you
work.
You did too. Line. You did too. So the first one be like.
I had people who been like, still like, can I work with you again?
Mm. Oh, girl, what you mean? I get text messages every motherfucking Thursday. I have the way my little Rolodex thing with my bartenders work. Everybody send me the availability on Thursday. If I have an event, I'll drop it in the group chat. Send me the availability.
Why they still in the group chat?
I'm gonna text you.
That's
personally.
My thing. Why they still in the group chat?
Baby, you're removed from the group chat. I don't even know why you still texting.
Okay.
Can't read the room.
They know that you dig up anyway.
I don't. You know what? I used to be in the position power and authority.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Being in a position of power and authority creates a lot of opportunities of leniency. Right.
Sometimes.
And being young and black and being fun and working in fun environments are also positions of a lot of leniency. And I'm like you. One of the main things I require is like I'm hella fucking lenient. So why the fuck the job ain't done? I gave you all the time in the world to fuck around and fool around in between getting the job right done. And problem. I don't micromanage. I do follow up.
What did you do with
I'll round the block in 2 hours and see what's going on, and then I'll round the block in another hour.
You in the car like you in the
and
car
let
like
you know
Piggy?
You good.
Meet me on the low streets.
Oh, my mom.
Meet me on the low streets.
Meet me on the low streets. Yeah.
Meet me on the low streets.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
I'm quick to hire and quick to fire. That part.
You gotta be,
though. A lot of people that do a lot of shit, so.
You gotta be. Because
you're gonna learn a lesson, whether it's with me or not. You're gonna learn it.
And I'm gonna have a real, actual conversation with you, too. I'm gonna let you know. Like, ooh, babe, let me let you know. Come here. For real. Because what I've learned is, what you said was one of the first things, professionalism. A lot of people have not been given the opportunity to be in a professional environment and be professional. So some people genuinely do not know that they just not being professional. So sometimes it's
you
check
are,
and correct.
Nah, fuck that.
I will school you for sure. And
you grown as hell, first of all. You know you're not supposed to come to auntie party fucked up because auntie going to tell you about yourself. Or uncle. Bro, what the fuck is you? Nah.
No, it's kind of like when she used the example of somebody having more than two drinks.
He knew
and now
better.
You downstairs in the props.
He knew
and
better.
Now you're arguing. It's an escalating scenario. It's
he
like.
You knew better. You should have whooped his feet.
That part. You knew better.
You knew better.
You knew better when you had too many drinks. You knew better when you wandered off of set and now you somewhere else. You knew better when somebody approached you and addressed you. So your reaction is like.
One thing with me is
would
like.
Would you like to meet me on the playground at 3 o'clock?
I'll let things build up. Like I'll let you slide. I'll like school you.
That's what she's saying. Yo,
I'll let you have your mess ups.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time, it's time.
Yeah, get your shit together.
I'm like I'll
like Josh did me.
Uh huh.
Get your shit together.
Get it together.
I believe in checking and correcting. I think that is one of the most important things that
especially if we don't
building friends can do. It's check and correct each other. I believe in that.
Oh, and one thing about me is like, I ain't gotta like you to work with you, but we gonna get this money.
That part.
So as long as you do your job,
yeah,
I ain't got no
go
problem.
Home.
Right? Because sometimes the best person to do something is the last motherfucker you feel like dealing with.
Exactly. Like, I really do not have to like you. Like, I'll come in here, like, say if I didn't like you, for example.
You don't like me, but go ahead.
Y'all have been a little.
Yeah, she been at me. She been at me. Tell myself no.
You been giving cat dog. Like,
I think that's just my personality. I need to stop that.
No, you good. You hella good. I take it in as that's funny.
I do it a lot though.
No, you don't. You straight.
I feel like it's like hard six.
All right, Drake. In the six.
Hey, freaky ass nigga. Anyway, look. So
no, but I ain't gotta like you to work with you. But like, we're gonna get this job done. I'm like, look. This you got what you gotta do. I got what I gotta do.
Yeah.
Cool, we done.
Yeah.
Peace. Don't talk to me. We off the clock. Don't talk to me. Don't ask me nothing.
We are communicating via text.
Do not talk to me.
God.
Like if it's work, it's work. If it's not, we ain't got nothing to say.
What we talking about? So I got a good question.
Go ahead.
What is your dream project?
So my dream project, I definitely want to produce a film such as like Fast and Furious, a franchise.
Ooh,
I love action. I love the creativity of like the camera, the angles, the stunts, all of that. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, anybody can take a phone and shoot a love story or, you know, a drama or whatever.
Wait, you said a phone. You didn't say nothing else.
Said anybody could take a phone, a camera, whatever.
Okay, cool. I was like, wait a minute, a phone?
And shoot a love story. They can shoot a drama. They can shoot comedy. It doesn't take.
I don't like love stories.
It doesn't take the actual art of the angles when you do stunts, when you do like action, when you do those type of things. And that's what I want to be. I want to do more of that.
She's like, I want more work.
Nah, she wants some energy. That type of shit is like,
ooh, you got that motherfucker.
So you haven't done an action project.
Ooh. I mean, I haven't done a full feature action. I've done like some little shorts, some sizzles and stuff like that where we had some action. And it was like a taste of it. I was like, nah, I want the whole thing.
I got the green.
Like he's driving.
I need you to blow up. The buildings.
I need
Tropical Thunder, the helicopter coming through, like just blowing up, people flying out. Like, I need action all over the place.
What type of movie would that be though? Like from your perspective, like how many?
Like I wish, I honestly wish I could have worked on Bad Boys 4. Like that would have been like
the last Bad Boys is coming out.
Yes, and I heard it's super dope. Like I really wish I could.
You know what's so crazy for you to have the want to be in something that number one is not even out yet, and number two is so fucking highly anticipated.
Bad Boys has always been an action-packed comedy. That shit has always been fire.
Just, come on now, Wilson and Martin Lawrence like are like the some of the biggest
that's your speed,
action. That's like show. One of the biggest action comedy franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Action comedy is real.
Who's the director for
that? Hard to like tap into.
I forgot his name. I do know the producer is. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Ah, oh, Jerry. Dang, I forgot his name. I've been watching a lot of his films.
All of the Bad Boys franchise movies has been like, nigga, what?
Yeah.
What is your... Okay. What's your...
You want to know what my favorite movie of all time is?
What?
Y'all I like How High. Get. How High is my favorite.
Okay, wait. Let me see.
Y'all would never
get okay, is it an oldie but goodie?
Pretty Woman?
It is an oldie but goodie.
Is it a classic?
An hour classic.
Okay.
No.
Do you have any rappers in it?
Damn, you narrowing it down.
I mean, she raps and things, so I'll get y'all a hint.
Like Queen Latifah is in it. Set it off. No. Damn, who?
She rap it. Queen Latifah.
She rap and sing.
Yeah.
You don't know what the...
Queen? She raps and sing.
You don't know what the queen do. You better stop playing with me. UE19-1.
She was in the movie.
Okay.
She do everything. I'm not good at this type of shit. I ain't
okay, but let me see. Let me see.
How many rappers? How many singers? She's actually a singer, but she raps. But how many singer rappers?
Thank you. Wait a minute.
Not rappers, singer rappers.
I close my mental door.
Notori.
Music industry.
From 3OW? No. Okay, damn.
Tasha from Power?
What?
you see? Okay, because I know my girls. Tasha. Okay.
Next thought.
Let me think.
Sing and rap.
And it's not action, really. It's not action at all.
Sing and rap.
But it's one of our classics.
I mean, it's
Jada Pinkett. Is it
no.
Lorenz Tate movie?
No.
No? Okay.
That's going to be a hard one.
Is she
married to another celebrity?
Well, you going to narrow
it down. Oh, but she had a baby by another celebrity.
Okay, I'm big on Shreds. Here we go.
You got me stumped.
Her son is doing music right now.
Yeah, y'all got
you got me a, you got a song that's popping right now, too, kind of. Yeah.
The money. Tiny son. No, Tiny don't rap.
You sick.
I'm hilarious. You sick. You want me to tell you?
Okay, yeah, tell me.
It's Sister Act 2.
Did Lauryn Hill. Little Lamb.
Lauryn Hill.
Oh, her son.
Wendy Marley.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's the only reason you took me.
That is? I literally just watched a YouTube about how their family is keeping the Bob Marley legacy alive.
Yeah.
I just seen this video like last night. I couldn't even sleep until like 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to get up at 6.
I'm gonna tell you,
I was watching
thing.
That.
They keep that shit so that? Alive. I went to a Lauryn Hill concert.
That's like,
it took her 2 hours to come on stage.
Sister Act 2
no, no.
My
why
favorite.
Would you say that today after Maddie, last night? You could have waited a week. Like,
well,
that doesn't make any sense. Now.
Nah, I mean, I love me some Lauryn Hill. She is a singer, rapper.
Rapper.
Come on now.
So Sister Act,
actress.
Sister Act.
Sister Act.
Sister Act 2. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Come on
out. You know
I love
Mary
the
had a little
listen
musical.
To me what I'm trying to tell you. Why, you making a mojito?
We ain't got
with vodka or what?
No, actually, I'm going to make me a little mezcal shot, but I had to put me a little...
And that mezcal is fire.
Tajin up in mezcal here with it fire. Because that mezcal, it be giving steak dinner. That motherfucker be giving...
No. No, that shit
boy.
Fire. That's,
if you have one too many mezcals, the third one tastes like garlic mashed potatoes. I swear to God.
You know what my most creative film is that I've watched? Like, not hands down, but I feel like it's at the top of my tongue and off the top of my head. Get Out.
Get Out is a good one.
Get Out.
Why?
I feel like Get Out was a good movie because of how it was like projected.
There you go.
I do like.
That's a good word.
I do like.
That's a great word.
So not
movies that make you think.
The storyline was like, oh, that's crazy. Oh, fuck. And it made you think about stuff that's going on. It made you like dig in, like, damn.
So how did you feel about Tyrone?
That was deep. But that was like that was like that was like kind of like it was like a, you know how you get shot and you like miss the bullet.
I feel like
it was
really, like
it was cool, but it was like I got like, shot at. But it was like okay.
I feel like Get Out made you think a lot more than Tyrone because Tyrone was like you knew the you knew that was coming. You knew they over there talking about they underground with the hair and they putting it in our in our food. They
chicken
it,
and all
like
that.
We know. That. Get Out was like, is it really her doing?
That,
or
I came up with was
so that's why I picked Get Out.
Get Out was for the perceptive thinkers. And Tyrone was for the lateral thinkers, the people who like frontal lobe this far. Like, okay, I need it right here in my face.
I guess.
My all-time favorite is How High, though.
How High? Yeah, what do you love so much about How High? What do you like so much about
it? It's just all of the comedy. I like comedy movies.
Me too. All About the Benjamins was one of my... Well,
All About
the
Benjamins is funny, but...
I love it.
What is All About the Benjamins conceived as? That's why I said action comedy.
It's action comedy.
Right?
That shit funny as hell.
My favorite.
Mike Epps was doing this shit with the.
One of my favorite old.
He's like, I was just. He was like, man, you can't fight.
You know what that movie automatically make me want to watch?
What?
White Boy Can't Jump.
34.
I don't know why.
You're
old. I'm sorry.
I've never
done that.
47. Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Okay, that's my
But how high? How high is like the one for me?
Okay, come on. Quote a scene right
money.
Now.
Oh my God. What? Into the white boy? Into the white boys and them.
What about some old school classic though, like Harlem Nights or something?
Fun fact, she was an active pastor in the recording of that movie.
Really?
She was an active pastor running her own church.
Yeah.
And was showing up to the set being...
Cussing everybody out. But then go to church on Sunday, tell them to praise the Lord.
Girl, what you mean? She was the best.
Okay.
It was her. You shot me.
I love Robert Townsend and his creativity.
I love Robert
Townsend. Mine was the pew, pew, pew. Like, what you over there shooting that little
right.
boy for?
Oh, all of night. It was so...
That actually...
He was like... It was like... Pow,
pow.
Hey, stop shooting that little ass gun. Yeah, that shit was funny.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie. I love when my people reminisce on my people's head. Because our interpretation of, like, our favorite movies and stuff be so funny. That like, shit, oh, that, my God. You thought
I want to make a classic so people can be like,
I was just about
20,
to say,
30
I'm
years
for
from
you
now
to make a classic.
And be like, yo, I want to make a classic. I definitely want to make a classic.
I actually wrote a movie.
Okay.
You don't know my accolades.
I got it.
You don't know my.
Send me the NDA.
How is a classic developed?
Oh shit!
I got one.
Oh, it's dope
too.
Though, and I already got everybody that want to be a part of it already. Mm. Yeah, no charges.
I think it's hard now to create a classic, because movies are not like watch how they were back in the day, like Friday when that came out, like classic.
But you
like,
can bring it back though.
Love and Basketball.
You can bring it back.
I think. I honestly think, to be so honest with you, even though this is like the age of like the streaming and the streaming services and all this, I think a few of them have some pending cult classics. Like,
yeah,
Tubi got a couple of cult classics over there.
Oh my God.
Now listen, hear me out.
I feel like
because certain little tiny franchises,
I hate Tubi.
Like,
nope.
I can't think of the name of it, and you about to be so irritated when
I'm irritated
it up.
Right now.
But it's the franchise with the two trans girls.
Oh,
yeah, it's not like dirty, nasty, or nothing.
I think I saw it.
And they have like three of them.
I think I saw
and, like
it.
One
where
girl
go,
is dead, and then like in the fourth one, she's like an angel talking to her friend, and they got a whole nother friend.
Which
I can't think.
The
that
Asian girl come in.
Yes,
I was just
such
watching
a good
that.
Franchise, right?
What? Was it?
Can't think of the name of it. Tip of my tongue.
It's not terrible. I actually watched one and two.
Yeah, it's four of them. I That blew my mind when I thought it was four. I
when said, they oh, was going, crazy. They went to Atlanta and got the basketball player, and then she was dodging from one of them, and she had all these dudes.
Spoiler alert. But they're actually. If you haven't seen.
If you haven't seen.
But
it.
I mean, they're spoiler actually.
And if you're watching this, get in the comments.
They're
and,
actually women.
And name they're actually movie. Women, but they're playing as their trans.
They're playing as the perception of women that are trans. One is living an openly trans life. One is living a secret trans life. Then they meet a homegirl who's just down to get that bag. Just a lot of stuff. But that's one of them very, very small franchises that are streaming network. And I like it. And it's very...
They made four of them, so...
They made four of them. It's very abstract. Another person I like that I started watching him on YouTube, Money, Power, Respect. Do you know that series? There's a series on YouTube. It's super old now.
She didn't send me some shit. I'd be like, what? This is the...
But they first, like, four seasons was shot on an iPhone for YouTube.
I've been wondering.
And then they like, finally, like, got them a little deal.
iPhone's been really taking over.
And now he is, if I'm not mistaken, he is the Detroit franchise. The person I'm talking about. He is all them fucking Detroit movies. He got them on lock. I love that for him. I'd be like, ooh, click on it.
You is a 2B.
When they slap each other and they be like.
Everything.
And that's exactly how she goes. She goes.
Y'all irritated as fuck.
Yo. No, no, yo, the 2B acting to me.
I don't like it.
Baby, I don't think it's for you to like.
I don't.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I feel like if you want the comedy, go ahead and watch 2B. I think it's a whole drama. It's a whole series. It's a whole. You gotta be serious. It's hard.
Yeah, I can't.
Go watch Tubi. I bet you be laughing.
It ain't about laughing.
Girl, what you mean? Cackling.
When I watch suspense movies, I'd be like, why the fuck did you go back in the house? Like, it irritates me, so I can't watch the shit.
Me being a filmmaker.
You talking about a horror movie where somebody shoots.
It's just period. I'm just. It's
and
just
we,
this,
me and her are talking things. About a comedy movie where it's somebody is stuff. Running down the hall like.
That ain't comedy.
Like,
stupid.
What the fuck?
That is comedy.
Like, why nobody didn't tell her to read?
That's comedy?
Like, do you have to run like that? God. Like. Can you just run like Ray? Like, why are you flailing? It just be like little crazy stuff.
All right. I gotta go work in the morning, but.
Oh.
That sucks.
I know.
What you working on right now? Let's mind your business a little bit more before you go. What you working on right now? Can you tell us?
I'm actually getting ready to gear up a tour for the summer where I'll be doing everything entertainment panel tour. Where I would be going to different cities speaking. Like, I have New York, Atlanta, Miami. Vegas and LA lined up to Arizona.
Local.
I'm sorry.
That's all local.
To speak to them about in front and behind the camera, so people can learn about jobs within the industry and just about production and producing.
That's sick.
It's called the Everything Entertainment Panel Tour.
That's dope.
Okay, well, you know, if you get to Barbados and you ain't got nobody to talk, girl, call me. I will make time in my
Barbados
schedule.
Barbados is a hop, skip, and a jump.
Right.
Like, girl, if you need somebody to come and talk to people about the hospitality industry and, you know, building a brand and creating alignment, you know, if I just happen to get a tan on the beach, like, girl.
I got you, for sure. Just keep making these cocktails. You feel me?
Barbados is cool.
That's easy.
I like Barbados.
But that's what I got going on right now. So,
but that's super exciting. So when your tour start? Tomorrow?
It starts in June.
If you just said that, I would have fell out laughing. Like, what? Like, girl,
yeah,
you
got tomorrow.
Like, yeah, tomorrow.
Like, my birthday tomorrow. Like, no.
My birthday tomorrow.
No, it starts in June.
And where is it starting at?
We're doing the festival run. So, we're going to be around ABFF, getting all those filmmakers and actors. Then we have Atlanta. I'm going to be with the actors workshop. And then we'll be in Louisiana for Essence.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll be in Arizona for Austin Film Festival. That's happening in August. So yeah, just bouncing around.
And where can we find you at? Where can we keep up with you at?
You can find me at, my publicist is going to be like, do this. So you can find me at www.missesseverythingent.com or on social media. That's Miss Everything ENT. But personally, you can follow me at JTASHA_ on all social media.
Boom. You already know that.
If you don't know her, if you ain't, already if you know. Think you know her, you know. Probably seen her hosting a pan African Film Festival. Yes. Make sure you get your tickets.
Red carpet game.
You feel me?
Yes.
Running all the educational templates around the building.
Yes. Yeah.
Talking to y'all.
Thank you.
You already know where to find us at, though. OpenBarPodcast.com.
Let them know where to find all of our audio inserts. Where can they find us non-visually?
Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. You got Google Podcasts. Mm-hmm. You have iHeart Podcasts. You have Spotify Podcasts. You have a whole lot of podcasts. We have 43,000 now. 43,000 downloads.
Y'all don't got to see how cute I am. Y'all can just listen. You like my voice? It's
for you. Ooh,
43,000 downloads.
We audio, y'all. Month. Shout out to C4. Thank
Congratulations.
Thank you for taking this. You didn't drink. Okay, let's do our sayonara shot.
Okay. I said two drink minimum.
And I told you we do three shots.
It's open bar, not minimum bar.
Listen now.
She like,
I have my instructions.
She gonna go to work like, who are you?
Girl, call me. You
I
know
fuck I, with it. I'm cool now. I'm relaxed.
Now
you're gonna start the interview
for a few times.
I'm done. I'm done.
For a few times. For a few times in open bar history, we let our host guest do our sayonara cheer. So,
hello.
Get us out of
That's
here.
That's a good one.
Okay, so cheers to big business as we start it. We're going to finish it, and we're going to keep it going.
No smalls.
We're going to keep it going. Cheers.
No smalls. No what? Get off Diddy, man. Anyway, y'all know where to find us at. OpenBarPodcast.com, Open Bar Network on Instagram, and all the podcast outlets for sure. Of course.
Should I tell them where to find me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You can find me at... I want to start promoting my website, you guys.
You got a website?
I'm available for booking. I do. I've had a website. I just never promoted
it. Yeah.
WebBarEvents.com. WebBar.events on Instagram. WebBarEvents on Facebook. Or, you know, ask your favorite friend who be lit, who their favorite bartender is. It's me.
You have me fucked up. For sure.
Always.
Be like,
I'm the only person in the world who you be like, you got me fucked up, and it's a good thing.
That should be like, But I'm good now. I'm good. It ain't too bad. You
thank
know.
Y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
I had to have you.
Thank you.
You was a Open Bar Podcast episode for sure. Conversation never on the block. Meet me by the bar. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open. Bars open.